3 minutes.
7:31, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Borough Edgewood Council. Ms. Gerber, call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright?
Here.
Dr. Wallace? Mr. Wainwright?
Here.
Mr. Wilson?
Here.
Dr. Petrola? Mr. Fuller?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer? Mayor Cook?
Here.
Solicitor?
Here.
All rise and say a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would like to sign in and approach the podium, you have 5 minutes to speak.
I am first? Oh, okay. Get it over with fast. Good evening. Some of you know me. I'm Lizette Ryan. I live on 1200 Mifflin Avenue. We have a big problem where we live. I'm of the one that they pick on, the garbage disposal. They don't pick it up when they're supposed to. I left a big note on my garbage can. I was away the weekend of the holiday. The 27th was on a Friday, 27th of May, before the holiday. They did not pick up my garbage. I came home on Monday. I started to call. I have talked at the Republic to Dana, Diane, Michelle, Lindy. I talked to all of them. They all said they will be there today. They never came. They finally came on Saturday. I know they were a day late. On Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. I want to know what I can do for them to pick up my garbage. Since we've had Republic, I have called Republic. It's on their computer because they reminded me of it. I have called in March, April, and 7 times in May. Now, I want to see what can be done. I would appreciate it because I know you got Republic on a cheaper price, but they shouldn't charge you. They should pay us because they're not doing their job. That's it. See what you can do about it because I really don't want any garbage sitting there for days and days. Okay, that's it.
We have had a lot of complaints from a lot of different residents on a lot of different streets that they're not getting.
Yeah.
We're in contact with them. Mr. Berry, would you like to?
What I would like to say is that we are already addressing that issue. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're going to do because it's potential litigation and all that stuff. What I would like you to do is, in a very concise manner, put in writing what you just said.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that.
And send it to the Borough Manager. And, you know, we certainly want to document our position. You know,
Sure.
Called in March, April, and 5 times in May.
Yeah, they can check.
And I spoke with all the people.
All of these people. I remember names too.
I want all of the, I mean, what you just said would be perfect if you would just put that in writing. It would be very helpful if we had a good documentation. I think people, you know, call and think that, you know, I want it in writing.
I understand one of my neighbors is pushing to start a petition. And I said I'd be the first one to sign, but so far I haven't been in contact with him.
Well, we are already, I mean, you know, this is not news. We are already addressing the issue. And I can assure you that that will continue until we get it resolved.
Okay. Now, one time the.
It is unacceptable what is happening. And we know some more detail again.
Yeah.
We, for potential litigation, we're not going to get into a lengthy discussion about it. But, you know, if you would just put it in writing.
I will.
And you know, sign your name so, you know, we have a good record of the complaints.
In the very beginning, I forgot to tell you that, when they started in January,
Every week, I had to go out in the alley and pick up my garbage cans. I finally had got a hold of, at that time, the boss was Brian. And I explained to him, and I had a note on my garbage can, please put the cans back where they belong, not in the alley. So then after that, I spoke to the new one. Now his name is Mitch, I think. Mike is the new one. So tried to talk to him last week, but he was busy. But I never had any trouble with waste management. Never. We never had any trouble like that. And these people here, they shouldn't be paid. That's all I can say. Okay? I will make sure I get that letter written, and I'll deliver it personally. Anybody else have a question? Because I'm ready to answer you. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Robin Price from. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm Robin Price from the Edgewood Foundation. Just reporting. So, we had newcomers on May 12th. We had 25 to 30 attendees, with 9 newcomers. We got a lot of positive feedback from them, and they were really appreciative. And then I was actually in charge of the senior brunch. This year was amazing. We had 51 people. We had 8 seniors out of 14. Mel Douglas scholarship was given to Sam Cahill. I don't know if anybody knows who he is. And the last thing I want to say is that we tried to do this thing called Pig Out Edgewood. You might have seen it in the newsletter. It didn't work. We didn't get enough pre-signups, and we're going to continue for next year. With a kind of a better marketing strategy. So if you guys have any ideas about that, I mean, it was something that we really would really want to do. That's all I have to say. So any questions?
So my apologies. I'm Ben Reynolds. I'm the president of the fire department.
Yeah.
So A, I am disappointed that we're not doing it.
I know.
I would love to have gone. But B, I would be open to having discussions with you about how we could perhaps work with you and maybe share the responsibilities selling tickets and make this
that beneficial. Would be great. Okay, so. We actually are having a meeting tomorrow night for our regular meeting. If you want to talk
absolutely.
To us about
sure.
that.
You're going to be up at the Edgewood Club?
Yes.
Perfect.
Right. If you wouldn't mind writing down your name and stuff, I would really appreciate that.
I know. I'm not supposed to talk to you guys, actually.
Sorry. Anybody have any other questions? Okay. It'll be good for next year. The pig was. We had to have like amount of people who did it, otherwise it wasn't going to work. And I think we just have to like market it better. So I think it'll be fine. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, I'm Alan Alexander. I have another garbage question, and I think I probably need the lawyer to read this, because I have their schedule, and it says for holidays, if the pickup falls on the observed holiday. Now, the observed holiday we just had was obviously Memorial Day. That was the 30th Monday. And if it falls on that day, if the pickup, well, our pickup comes on Friday, so it doesn't fall. So we got one Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 more days before the holiday. So if it falls on the observed holiday or after, during that week, pickup will be 1 day later than your scheduled date. So I'm confused. We didn't get picked up. We got picked up the following day, very late, but were they late then too? I'm kind of confused.
See, since the holiday was Monday, instead of a normal Friday, it was picked up Saturday. That's the way they work.
Shifted the whole week. The whole
this
week
is
shifted.
Really confusing.
Yeah, it's
the wording
easier.
I couldn't figure out the wording.
It's easier for me just to, if you look at your newsletter, the Edgewood newsletter, all the trash dates, pickup dates are in there.
I got all these two from Republic, so.
Yeah, well, I think the Edgewood newsletter is a little more accurate.
Okay, well, maybe
that's
I'll
what
check
I,
that
that's
out.
What I use.
I mean, normally, everywhere I've been, if you have a holiday, it's always like the next day, it's one more back time, but. Okay.
Check the newsletter, all the recycling and the refuse pickup is in there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Usually they catch up by the end of the week, the old voice management.
Yeah. Would anybody else like to speak? Moving right along then.
May I speak again?
Yes.
I just remembered, it has nothing to do with the public. 7 years ago, we got the 5-foot opening in the sidewalk on Braddock Avenue in the 1100 block. Some of you know that that was pushed through. Could you please sometime send them either another letter that they have to keep the 5-foot opening on the sidewalk. It's hard for the people to walk there when they have their advertisements for their luncheons and dinners, their chairs and tables. You have to walk around. When you walk with a cane and a stroller, it's not easy.
We will just remind them.
Yeah. A little touch up this time of year.
Thank you. Authorization to pay bills.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $263,581.31, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $20,523.52, for a total of $284,104.83.
Any comments or?
Due to primary $198,000 check about there for the first part of the paving expenses and library payment number two, approximately $9,600.
Thank you. Mr. Erwin, we call the roll.
Mr. Wright?
Aye.
Mr. Weinhardt?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes. Committee action. Ordinance 1056, second reading, by title only.
Mr. Berry, by title only.
Yes.
Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, Ordinance 1056, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Article 3, Chapter 147.
Second. We need a roll call on this?
Yes.
Ms. Gerber, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Weinhardt?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes. The motion passes. The final reading of Ordinance 1056 by title only, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, Ordinance 1056, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Article 3, Chapter 147.
Right?
Aye.
Mr. Weinhardt?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes. The final ordinance reading passes. Chair then asks, will this ordinance go into effect?
Aye.
Call the roll on that?
We just did.
That's correct. You actually call the roll again. You know, after final reading, this ordinance into effect to become law.
Okay. Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Weinhardt?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Resolution 2016-20, handicap parking, Mr. Wilson.
All right. Borough of Edgewood Resolution 2016-20, resolution of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood approved creation of a handicap parking space. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the need for handicap parking in its handicap patients, and whereas on handicap parking spaces shall be created at the curb line of Garland Street in front of 315 Garland Street in the Borough of Edgewood will be marked and used for a handicap parking space. And whereas the handicap parking space shall be permitted for 1 year upon expiration date to be submitted and reevaluated by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood for approval for additional year, with a process to continue from year to year until the handicapped need is removed or the premises are sold. And whereas in the event there's no longer need for handicap spaces or the event that the property has been sold, the handicap permit parking shall be removed of all signs indicating the space shall be removed. Adopted June 6, 2016.
Second.
Any comments on this? I know that the woman petitioned us for a handicap spot. She lives on the high side of Garland. The spot is actually across the street. We look into how many spots
are on there. Excuse me, I examined Garland and found there was only one additional handicap spot, so
it's
not
in. So it'll be on the lower side?
Yes, because there's only parking on the one side.
Yeah. Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Yes, and resolution 16-20 passes. Motion to release RFP for pension investment services. Mr. Bright.
Okay. There's no language here other than what's on here.
Yes.
I move that this is a motion to release request for RFP.
Request for proposal
for the pension investment services. I move to advertise a request for proposals for pension investment services.
Second.
The pension committee met and briefly we're looking for probably a little bit of better rate of return, or at least a little more interest from our advisors.
It's been about 6 years since the current program started, and you know, it's really time for us to look at it again and see what's out there, and we'll have to just see what we get and the way it is, and then evaluate them in some manner. Because of the sideways motion of the investment markets in the last few years, it has not been easy to get good returns. But let's just see what we can get in the way of proposals.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Fuller?
Yes. Motion passes. Motion to amend contract with Cargill Inc., Mr. Wilson.
Sorry?
Motion to amend contract with Cargill Inc.
Perfect. Motion to amend contract with Cargill Incorporated. I move to amend the contract with Cargill Incorporated to extend the time with which they met with in a medium 80% purchase requirement for the initial term of our existing contract. Is this assault?
Yes. What this is basically they're cutting us a break and saying that we don't have to take all the salt right now that we would be required to do under our contract. So they're extending the contract, so we'll take it later and we can get the salt shed built before we have the truck. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Bright?
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Yes, and the motion passes. Moving right along into the business meeting. Volunteer Fire Department report, Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you. Not much news on the fire department front. We've had about 40 calls for the year. We've had two new members that have joined, and a third live-in could be perhaps moving in soon. We've replaced all of the batteries in our radios. We were able to get some funds together for those in the rescue and the engine. I also wanted to comment, I don't know if I've done it at previous meetings, but the pole at Race and Penwood, it's cracked and kind of leans, and someone had mentioned during the wind the other day that it seemed like it was moving more than what it should. So I know that that belongs to the power company, and I know that they've been taking their time, but it's now been about, I don't know, the better part of 8 months, 6 or 8 months, I don't know how long it's been. They should do something, or at least give us some assurance that that thing's not going to come over. But that's all I got.
It's 40 calls for the month, right?
It's been a slow month. Normally we have about 50.
But you said year. So.
Oh, did I? My apologies. I meant month. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yep. Stay dry, too. Recreation report, Mrs. Gerber.
T-ball will be beginning on Tuesday, June 7th. So far, there are 22 players signed up. The more usually continue to come in. Last year, we had 26. Softball was supposed to begin today. And so far, we have 34 players signed up, and last year, we only had 25. And next Monday starts the movies in the park. It will be at dusk. And the movie will be Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Please consider attending and promoting the event to your neighbors.
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Perfect. Roughly what time is dusk?
Dusk.
30, quarter to 9. Water Authority report, Mr. Ford. The Water Authority met the contract for Harlow and Garland. It will be open tomorrow, at which time they will have 30 days to start. So that should be done pretty soon. I believe they have up to 30 days to start after the contract. After the contract is notified. The Water Authority also is process of evaluating how they replace lead lines. They've been notified of 56 line replacements from their tap to the house, of which 15 they've replaced their side. If you notify the Water Authority that you have replaced a lead line running from their tap to your house, they are obligated to then go back and replace theirs also. So they do need to be notified. I believe they have 1,378 lead lines in their system. The smaller ones, not the big ones. And they're in the process of evaluating how soon they can replace all those. One of the interesting things is this is the year they do lead testing every 3 years. Obligated to test where they know they have a lead line. So they just can't pick and choose where they test.
I have a couple questions.
Yes.
Are we talking about the homeowner's line and the...
Once the homeowner replaces their service line, mm-hmm. If the authority's line leading to that is also lead, they will eventually get around to replacing it. They're trying to get a little more organized. Like I said, they only replaced 15 out of 56 that have been notified so far.
But the homeowner cannot replace their line without the water company being involved because they have to do the connection. So they will always be involved in every case.
They're involved, but it's better to notify them that that was done. Just to be sure that you're on the list.
Mm-hmm. So. With 1,300 lines in Edgewood?
No, in the whole system.
That doesn't sound right to me. Are you talking about their lines or the minor lines?
Their lines.
Okay, their lines.
Yeah. The lines that run from the homeowners, there's a tap right there.
So they have replaced most of them.
They've replaced a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, how many thousand lines do they have? It's a
big number.
I mean, 50,000?
It's probably under that. I believe they have 35,000 customers.
Okay. So routinely they have been replacing them over the years.
When they replace a line, for instance, when they replace a line on Harlow and Martin,
I know they have done a number of streets in Edgewood with new water lines. So when they did that, they also replaced the lead lines. Well, then Lincoln has been done.
And the newer lines also are not, you know, I forget what time frame that the change happened. They went from lead to, you know, steel or whatever. But, so it may be a case, too, where the line is newer and there weren't lead lines to give.
We're not gonna be seeing anything of Michigan status.
No.
Okay.
We're kind of lucky in a way because our water's hard and we actually get the coating on the pipes, so that saves us.
All right, fair enough.
As long as the chemistry is okay, there isn't any lead problem. It's only if it's too acidic, then there's a problem.
Other questions? Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you. The Planning Commission did not meet.
Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
We met in a, basically the whole meeting was someone from Allegheny County on the land banks. Talking about land banking. And basically was the main meeting. We voted a couple of grants in for everywhere but Edgewood. Pretty standard issue over there.
Roy Solicitor, Mr. Berry.
I have no report, but I need to have an executive session with council tonight, and it is expected that action will be taken after the executive session.
Thank you. Borough Manager, Ms. Gerber.
Julie emailed me her report. On May 26th, a pre-construction meeting took place with the contractor for the salt building. Once the contract is signed, all this, they will be given the notice to proceed and must have the building complete by September 4th. They are currently working on the design for the building foundation and truss and will be delivering designs to our building inspector for review. Construction is anticipated to begin in mid to late July. We are currently working with the Allegheny County Health Department on an announcement activity for Edgewood Borough being designated as a Live Well community. The two likely options at this point are A, an announcement during Community Day, or B, a joint announcement with the school district and the other municipalities within the district that have achieved the designation. We will keep council posted as we move forward on these plans. Proposals were received from three traffic engineering firms for the South Braddock Avenue Pedestrian Improvement Project. The proposals are currently being reviewed by Julie and Greg Bocci of Swissvale, and they will have a recommendation for award soon. On May 20th, Julie met with representatives from the EPA, DEP, and their contractor, AECOM, about doing soil and soil gas samples at Parcel D. The work will occur from June 21st through June 23rd. They will be parking some equipment overnight at Parcel D during these dates. Samples will not go more than 40 feet down. The meeting was productive and friendly. And she is home with the baby and they are doing well.
That's good. Thank you. Do we have any new business? Yes, Mayor.
Oh, we do have the colors of the shed. We need to decide on that for the engineering. Sorry. There's a color sample up behind George.
That's from the siding.
And John from DPW said darker would stay a lot cleaner than lighter back there with the trains and that stuff.
You don't want to go red, white, and blue.
I was thinking, you know, I thought it was going to be a metal roof, but because it's 50-year guarantee, but I guess we're going with a big thing. And those shingles, they're decorative. I mean, I don't care what you're talking about the shingles.
Does anybody have a preference on color?
The cheapest ones. The longest lifestyle.
Still
same color salt.
This is just one. Back he's talking about. This is just one. I don't care.
There's different those are different colors.
Are these different colors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
I think
if I can't notice this close, I'm sure not going to notice or care if it's up on the roof in the back.
The wicker matches the bricks that you already have back there.
Which one?
Wicker.
I was thinking Scottish faithful. Are these the heaviest duty shingles?
I have no clue.
That's what we want.
That was just brought over to me and said.
We want the most expensive shingles because they hold up.
Yeah.
I don't have a preference, but darker's for John is cleaner. I'm doing white. And actually, I'm the only one that can see the shits from my house. So let me see this color.
Darker's better, right? So the one on the right.
Well, it depends.
Or should we match?
Yeah.
What color we do the siding. But yes, this black walnut's good and the natural timber is good.
All right, which one did you like on this? This one, wicker.
I like the wicker because it matches the brick over there, in which case either of these two, I think, go well together with the wicker.
Done, got it. We're going wicker.
Wicker and what?
Natural timber.
I do have a question. Are these
my wife's farm?
Are these the best chances
of the meeting? I have to have some room.
Let's get it over with.
I do not know.
That's from our decorator, Mayor Ed Cook. Just in case if no one complains, just to get that on record.
I mean, so the minutes reflect. From a 1-inch patch, what a 40-foot building.
Yeah.
So Jack made the decision.
Right. We'll go with the.
I think it was this one.
Oh, they say premium.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the liquor. I like the Scottish. Yeah, it sounds so much better. Scottish thistle. That's the name of the color.
Yes.
Mayor, do you have any other new business?
Yes, I do. Thank you. First, in reference to the sign out front, whenever it's empty like that, could we automatically do something like promote the library and promote the fire department, switch it on and off so that it isn't there? Only my suggestion. And then in my packet was something from Blackford Ventures LLC, and it had to do with the Auditor General of Pennsylvania. They have had a seminar. And the way it reads, I would assume on the western side of the state, they're planning on doing something on June 15th. On the eastern part, here in Pittsburgh, dealing with municipal pension crisis and the consequences of having a pension fund that is not adequately funded. So if anybody's interested in going to it, I'll leave it.
I'll go to it.
Ms. Gerber. You could probably add that to the other stack of six.
Okay, I will do that.
Other similar invitations we've received.
Okay. We've gotten more.
Oh, we get them all the time. It's like a pack of
six. What date is this?
Seminar you can go to.
I have a question.
Yes.
This tree ordinance, does this apply to borough-owned trees or all trees?
We cannot do anything with trees that are on private property unless there is a.
Okay, well, see, I don't see where it says anything here about what trees they're talking about. It looks like it's wide open.
It's one of the issues that we're addressing.
Okay.
That's the current ordinance.
Yeah, I know.
One of our instructions is to rewrite it so that it makes that difference.
Yeah, okay. Because once upon a time, the borough took all, half the borough on trees and they gave them to the property owner. So a lot of people ended up owning trees they didn't want. The trees were already 50 feet high.
Okay, is that the end of new business? At this time, we will go into executive session. Probably will be action taken afterwards.
Sure, turn us off.
Yes.